The roll indicator says 15 degrees and the pitch indicator says about 12. I don't know if I believe all that. Bob, you with us?
Go ahead, right. We're with you.
Okay, I'm rolling.
Copy that.
Man, this is still a slope. Doc, I want to pull around in front of the way you're facing. I can go down in a crater over here. Oh, gosh, it is. Well, there you are. This is much better. How's this? That's great. We're going to be able to pick up lots of those fragments out in that field out there. Be right with you. Okay. Bob, I just came down slope reading 193, 3.1. It's about 100 meters. Pick up Jack.
Okay, copy that.
Hey, back, Fourier Yankee has a sample of about a half, one-third meter boulder that was flying in it, that's sitting right smack dab in a little crater of its own.
Copy that.
Oh, Jack.
What?
Oh, you just kicked a snowstorm of dust across here.
I'm sorry. I just fell, too.
Did you? You alright?
Yep.
Put your hammer.
Yeah.
Okay.
I gotta drop it in the pan here. Hold on to it, I think. Couldn't help that one.
Man, I think we get some more level spots. I can dust this thing back there.
Am I really on?
So high.
Yeah, you're twisted. Go away from you, one twist.
Okay.
Is it caught something? Yeah, it is. You're, oh, wait a minute. Get up. Get up. Get up. You're sitting on. Get up.
What am I? You gotta get out.
You didn't put this away.
Wait a minute.
Get up. Out. All the way.
Oh, that thing.
Yeah, this thing.
That's right.
That's where it's sitting high. I do have to get that. Okay. Now, let me get this thing right. Okay, press. They get latched.
Bob, LMP frame is 130. You got a lot of static now?
Yep.
Okay.
So you got a rock on your right, I guess.
Yeah,
I got off.
I got the low gain set. Oh, Houston, you read.
Roger, we read loud and clear.
Okay. Okay, how about that field? Not this block, but there's sort of a collection of them.
Yeah, way out there.
Way out there.
About 300 meters or so,
at least, yeah. Oh, going into the sun, I can't see a thing to tell you about Wessex Cliff.
Okay, station 7.
So we haven't already said
08 and 3.3, but it's any group of significant numbers we want to stop at in reality.
Understand.
Oh, easy.
You feel like you're on a down slope over
yeah,
there?
Yeah, I feel like you're about ready to spin out downhill.
Do you? I don't feel that at all up here. Bob, it's hard to give you much
looking into the sun the way we are.
We must be about 200 meters up the slope looking at that little valley down there, Jack.
Yeah,
right?
I think you're right.
The pattern on the slope really doesn't look much different than on the light mantle. As a matter of fact, it looks very much like light mantle, except for these large blocks that are in it.
Okay, copy that. And you guys may still have your eyes on. We can't tell, but you might be better off with them down if you've forgotten that they're up.
Well, I can't see. My hands work just as well as my visor, as a matter of fact.
I can't believe mine could be up.
You've got a crater right in front of me.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, that looks like a pretty good pile to work on.
Yeah, there. Let's go over in there.
Okay.
Bob, what heading are you going to want me to park on? I want to get in that flat area, Jack, so I can test the radiator.
Yeah, no constraints, Gene. This is going to be a very short station, probably not more than 10 or 15 minutes to grab, as I say, a maximum variety of hand samples with a minimum amount of documentation in a minimum amount of time.
Okay, we do a pan and pick up a lot of those small ones, Jack.
Yep.
Rather than trying to chip.
Okay, we would like to have the
a little more level.
TV camera and its mirrors and stuff dusted there, however. But we won't do
anything. Well, I thought you were going to stop back here.
Well,
okay.
Now what's going on?
Out here.
Around this big one.
I misunderstood you.
Yep.
See, there's a lot of little ones up in here. I want to... Okay, do not do anything to the batteries. Understand?
Roger.
But I can't figure out where you're going to stop.
Right in here. Right here to give you as much of a level spot as I can.
That's about as level a spot as I can find. I'm inside the slope of a crater.
Bob, I'm at 2003.3.
Copy that.
You?
Yeah, I get it. The only one guy can do it.
I just take a pan before and we'll start picking up some of those samples and I'll take a pan afterward.
Now let's see here.
What kind of variety we can get here?
There's another one of our blue-gray wretches, I think, over there. Recrystallized wretches with some of that crushed anorthosite in it.
I think right in here, I'm going to take the pan
at
about...
What's your frame count?
Yeah. 131.
Okay, press on.
Bob, I'm going to take the pan at 11 feet so you can see the fragments that we are going to pick up here. Then we can take another one at for location work.
Copy that.
Pictures coming in now. EVA time, 2 hours, 38 minutes.
You have it, Bob.
We got a TV. And I repeat, we'd like to get some dust, both on the mirror, dusting of the mirror and the lens of the TV. TCU and a TV.
Let me get you out of the sun. I wouldn't do this for anybody but you, you know that.
Okay, looks good, Gene. Thank you.
You
know what? Get tired of Dustin.
Sun angle? Roger, you're probably letting in a lot of infrared through that gold, without having that gold visor down too. That's sort of an infrared shield.
Yeah, but mine's been down all the time, Bob.
Copy that.
Shade. Okay, 540 is the first bag of selected samples.
Copy that.
I got it. Okay, I'm leaving you open, but don't let me get, here, put that one in there. Wait a minute, let's get a bag on it. Getting too many rocks, we don't know where they came from. I think it'll fit, you know what? Yeah, we'll wrap it a little bit. Yeah, hit that way, maybe it'll fit. All right, fit. Okay, bag 541 is partially around another big rock. It's in Gene's collection bag. Did you get pictures of this thing here?
Yeah, well, not the big rock yet. Not in focus, anyway.
I gotta do that.
I was just collecting in this area.
I have to keep grabbing a few, and I'm gonna.
That's what I'm doing.
That's one of the blue-gray rocks, Bob, and it's got a light-colored fragment that runs the full height of it, about a meter and a half thick, and then it's got a blue-gray rock on the other side. As a matter of fact, let me look at it closely.
Okay, copy that, Gene, and remember to document around the corner if you're trying to get some photo documentation of the boulder.
Bob, I wouldn't be absolutely positive, but it sure looks like I see a dikelet in here that's in the inclusion. And I'm going to get a close-up stereo of it. I'd call it a dikelet if you pin me down.
Okay, copy that.
Pin him down. I wish I could break a sample of that off. Here's another one. It is a dikelet. There's three or four of them.
Okay, copy that, Gene. Very good.